Everyone, today is May 5th, 2015, and this is the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. I'm going to go ahead and call us to order, and I am going to open a work session on House Bill 5004 for possible reconsideration. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5004 was reported out to the full Ways and Means Committee. Are there any objections? Hearing none, do I gavel that?
Yes.
That's right, there were no objections. I want to make sure that we've got all the details in place. The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5004 was reported out to the full committee.
Mr. Chair, I move to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 5004 was reported out to the full committee. And I'd just like to add for the record, the reason that the director is not here today and he asked me to indicate this is that he's meeting with the governor right now. It's not for lack of interest. It's he's prior committed.
Well, I appreciate that, Co-Chair Johnson. And perhaps I should take a moment before I ask if there's objections for someone to explain exactly what we're doing here.
Thank you.
I was just about to ask.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, Senator Johnson, and members of the committee. We are gathered here today to reconsider House Bill 5004, which is aviation's budget bill, for a technical reason. There's no changes to the expenditure limitations that you approved just last month. At the agency's request, I made an adjustment to reduce expenditures in the General Aviation Entitlement Program. That's the program that's not capital construction, but it's big projects, to reflect the fact that some of their projects are finished and the funding isn't needed anymore. The new projects are in a budget package that you approved when you approved their budget bill. So I should have put this reduction in an LFO package, right? Makes sense. But I didn't. So the correction, which you will see now in OLIS in a new budget report, shows a $1.7 million expenditure reduction in LFO package 801. On page 9 of the budget report. Again, this correction doesn't change any of the limitations that you established in April, but by approving the budget again, we'll establish the correct audit trail for changes made to the budget during the legislative process. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
So I'm very pleased to see the entire committee is here now. Just to bring everyone up to speed, we had a motion to reconsider 5004, which was approved, and then Co-Chair Johnson moved to reconsider the vote on 5004. We just took a brief explanation that we're making some technical changes here, but not changing the dollar allocation or anything of...
Nothing else. Actually, almost nothing at all.
So we're changing almost nothing at all. Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Please.
It's a technical adjustment. I thought I heard you say it's a reduction of $1.9 million.
That reduction was already in the bill that you already approved. It was in the wrong place.
Oh, all right. All
literally.
Right. Okay.
Any further questions? Any comments? Are there any objections? If not, the motion carries and the bill is back before the subcommittee. So,
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5004 as revised.
Questions? Comments?
I feel so much better now, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. No. I was having trouble. First of all, when we were convened, we said that we are gathered here, and I get so emotional. I just don't know what to tell.
Gathered here.
And now?
You feel better.
I feel so good. I can sleep tonight.
Well, wait. We've got two more motions, and then you're going to feel better than when you...
Pace yourself for a minute.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for this opportunity.
I'm sorry. Yes, Senator.
Question for the representative. Do you want to sing Kumbaya?
All right. Are there objections to the motion to move the LFO recommendation on 5004 as revised? Hearing none, it is approved. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would move to adopt the -1 amendments for House Bill 5004.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Are there questions? Are there comments? Representative Witt, how are you feeling now?
Oh, better. Just keep it up,
all
Mr.
Right.
Chairman, please.
We're on a roll here. Are there any objections? Hearing none, it is approved. Madam Co-Chair.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 5004 as amended by the -1 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Excellent. Are there comments? Are there questions? There's a comment or a question.
The only thing I wish we would be able to do is allow the Representative Witt to carry it at the full ways of happiness only goes so far.
Are there objections? Hearing none, motion is approved. I think we still have the original carriers.
We do.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Mr. Bender, can't take anything more.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair and subcommittee members.
Excuse me, Mr. Bender, would you like me to close the work session before you comment?
Oh, sure.
All right. Just did. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this is just a general information announcement on your schedule. We have had some late schedule changes for you this week. Originally, you were scheduled to have a work session on the Employment Department budget tomorrow. That's still scheduled, but that's moved to Thursday. So this Thursday, work session on the Employment Department budget. Tomorrow, we've put two bills on the schedule, House Bill 2997 and House Bill 2998. Both of them involve providing state support to promote harvesting of Western juniper and the manufacturing of products from Western juniper. These materials, we do not have all of the LFO materials available for you yet. They will be up there probably first thing in Olis in the morning. If you do want to do some research on these tonight, if you check in Olis, you can see the reports from the House Agriculture Committee that reviewed these bills earlier. But I did want to mention that if you have any questions, that is a late change, and I just wanted to notify you of it.
Is this
Senator?
Is this a public hearing?
Public hearings and work sessions on both bills.
So there'll be testimony available if people want to testify?
There will be testimony, and we are asking people to talk about the fiscal aspects of these bills. The policy has already been discussed in the House Policy Committee.
Other questions?
Yeah.
All right. Colleagues, I think there's a list of about 270 policy bills that are out for Ways and Means right now. If you see something on the list that engenders the kind of emotional response that you've already seen demonstrated here today, let us know, and we'll try and either steer them this direction, unless your recommendation is to try and steer them someplace else. And Senator Johnson, do you have anything else we need to share with the group before we turn them loose?
No, sir.
The House members are used to sitting for 5 or 6 hours before leaving a gathering like this. But
let them go.
Do we have something controversial here? Or
may I ask where the list is that you were referring to? Is it all of the policy bills for all of Ways and Means? Or okay, where is that list compiled?
You can look on the list.
It has been distributed.
Oh, I was wondering if there's a master list.
Madam Chair, I think, Representative Wilson, I think you can look. I haven't checked it in the specific context, but in OLIS, if you go to a committee, there's a link that says measures assigned.
Right.
And I think that may be a place to get the list of all the Ways and Means bills.
Okay. If you have any problems, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Good. If hearing nothing else. Thank you, members. We're adjourned. Hearing nothing else. Thank you, members. We're adjourned.